Milwaukee Democratic Senator Chris Larson says they want to raise the reimbursement rate for special education to 33%. He says funding has been frozen for years.
Over the past 20 years, we've seen a steady decline in funding for our most vulnerable children.
State Superintendent Tony Evers says special education funding hasn't increased over the last several budgets, while costs to provide services have gone up. Evers says school districts are shouldering more of the burden. He says he's concerned about underfunding services like special education.
Essentially, we pit students with disabilities against other kids because they're competing for the same resources, and that's not a healthy thing.
Washburn District Administrator Thomas Wyatter says around one-fifth of their 500 students receive special education services.
You're still delivering services, you're still delivering things, but you're constantly shifting money in terms of providing services and more services.
Wyatter says they're taking more money out of the general fund to pay for special education as costs have gone up across the district. The Department of Public Instruction requested around $100 million more in state aid to increase reimbursement for schools. The Joint Finance Committee voted to increase aid by $5 million in 2017. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.